ABC Radio with Jeremy Lee.
Yes, indeed. It is now 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Look, earlier this week, if you were listening on Tuesday in our regular police segment, Acting Senior Sergeant Dean Greenwood mentioned that Neighbourhood Watch are currently celebrating 40 years, and I think they're currently touring around the state talking about the history of the organisation and marking that anniversary. According to the Neighbourhood Watch website, there are currently more than 190 local groups in 55 local government areas across Victoria. But it seems interesting that we don't actually have any in our region. I think Colac Otway is the closest one to southwest Victoria. Bambi Gordon is the CEO of Neighbourhood Watch in Victoria. And with you this morning, Bambi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy.
And happy 40th anniversary as well.
Thank you. I don't feel a day over.
What's been happening to mark the anniversary as well? I understand you have been on a bit of a tour, have you, around the state?
Yeah, actually, it was something we planned to do in 2020 and 2021, and so you can probably imagine why that didn't come off. And we thought that the 40th anniversary was a wonderful excuse to get out into regional Victoria, in particular to thank local police for all the support that they've given the organisation since 1983.
So back when it started, just remind us, what was Neighbourhood Watch really trying to achieve?
Yeah, it was a police program. It was started by police, and from 1983 through to about 2011-12, there was a full-time police department that used to run it across Victoria with about 36 staff. And the reason it was there was to help the police with things that, frankly, we as members of the community can do on their behalf. I know in these days we've got 19,000 police officers and support staff at VicPol, and yet we've got 7 million Victorians. So it's an opportunity back then and still today to help those police do the things that they probably don't need to spend their time doing, such as doing a letterbox drop to advise people in the street of crime that might be occurring, or ways that they can protect themselves and their neighbours.
Yeah, right. I imagine many people probably also, perhaps wrongly, might have viewed it as a bit of a, you know, I don't know, a bit of a chance to be a bit nosy as well, but I guess that's not really what it's about, is it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the name itself, Neighbourhood Watch, but the watch part is watching out for each other. So it's making sure you know your neighbours and doing simple things like, if they're going away, bring their rubbish bins in and empty their letterbox. We're happy for people, you know, don't have to be a fully fledged member of Neighbourhood Watch, as long as you understand the things that you and your neighbours can do to keep safe. And to that end, we've built some resources that people can spend some time with. HowSafeIsMyPlace.com.au is an online audit that'll take you about 5 minutes to complete, and that will generate a customised report to talk to you about the simple things that you can do to keep yourself, your family, your property and your neighbours safe.
Right.
And through from that, if people actually want to start a group, they then get to work with their local police and find out what is and sometimes what isn't actually going on.
Right. It's interesting. Yeah, one of the things that we talk about every week, I think, in our regular police segment is your thefts from motor vehicles. And the police constantly say to us, look, you know, people are just, especially, I guess, maybe in rural regional areas, to still have this attitude that, oh, you know, you can park your car in your driveway, you can leave your wallet in it, you don't have to lock it, it's okay. And of course, that's not the case. You know, people are very surprised.
It's not the case. And look, it's not just regional. I live in Metro. We see it all the time. The number one item stolen from cars isn't the GPS or coins. It's the number plates. And the reason people are stealing number plates is they can put those plates on another similar-looking car that they've stolen,
right,
and then use that car for petrol theft and drive-bys and theft of stock and all sorts of other things. So one of the things that Neighbourhood Watch has been doing now since 1983 is running safe plate days, where people can come along with their cars and we fit one-way screws just to stop those plates being stolen.
Now, I did mention in the introduction that when we talk about that sort of formal side of Neighbourhood Watch, I suppose, there don't seem to be any groups in our region. Do we know why? And I guess what's involved in actually running a more formal group?
Yeah, I think it's because over the years, as we get to know our neighbours, we've lived in an area for a long time, we're feeling safer and safer. And in fact, most crime has been on the decline steadily since 1983. What's involved in starting a group is getting in touch with us, and we've got all the resources and help. It's up to the group to decide what their issues might be. I mean, back in the day, you had to sort of meet every month and read the correspondence in. We're not quite as formal as that anymore, but it's what works best for that group. group. So if there's somebody who's got a particular concern about graffiti, if someone's got a particular concern about crime on farms in particular, which are impacting not just your home but your business, they can get together with us and police. We help them form a group and make sure they've got the right education to know what they can do in the future to stay safe.
Right. So if somebody does want to start a group, then there is some training, some support that you as the sort of head organisation can provide to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I guess as a concept, obviously, from what you were saying before, it sounds like you don't really need to have that formalised group, though, do you, to really sort of have the ideas?
We'd love both. We'd love both. I mean, if what people get out of it is they're educated to know to keep their keys out of sight and keep their doors locked, because we know that today in Victoria, 7 out of 10 cars that are stolen are going to be stolen with their own keys.
Right.
So if you can keep your keys out of the way and your front door and your back door locked, even when you're at home, to protect those keys, those cars won't be stolen. And if that's what we achieve as a neighbourhood watch, we're really happy with that. But we'd also love people to take it to the next step and form a group. It's also very social, which is great. They get a direct access to police as an accredited neighbourhood watch group to be able to find out what really is going on and what they can do about it.
Right. Now, we mentioned farmers before, and I think one thing you did want to talk about is a campaign, particularly perhaps aims at farmers and farm thefts and so on, which, once again, we sort of do talk about it from time to time, and it's quite remarkable.
It is, and as you said before, people tend to think, well, I'll be fine, it's okay. I don't really need to jump off the tractor and lock the gate, but we do. And the most important thing that we hear back from Victoria Police is, I guess, a bit of frustration that farmers in particular don't report. And we see this confusion also in metropolitan Victoria, that people think that, well, I'm not going to ring 000 because it wasn't a full-on emergency. In actual fact, we want you to ring 000 if it's happening now. So if you see someone sort of peering into your car, jumping over a fence, you think it's not an emergency, but it is possibly a crime about to be committed, ring 000 and they'll decide whether it's worth coming out or not. If it's something that's happened earlier, you've come home, you've noticed that there's been a theft, someone's been, mucking around with your belongings, with your property, then ring the police assistance line on 131 444.
All right. Baby, lovely to catch up with you this morning and learn that Neighbourhood Watch is still very much around. And
we're alive and kicking and been making Crooks Cranky since 1983.
You did that on a T-shirt. Thanks again for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Baby Gordon there, who is the CEO of Neighbourhood Watch in Victoria, celebrating 40 years this year. So, have a look at their website if you'd like to reacquaint yourself, I guess, with what Neighbourhood Watch is about and some of the programs they do run. And who knows, you might even be motivated to maybe start an official group, given that we don't seem to have any in our region. As I mentioned earlier, I think the closest one in southwest Victoria is in fact in the Colac Otway region. News is coming up next.